Hi, I'm Mike Gaswood, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're going to talk about financial planning. And joining me today is Gord Hardy, our head of financial planning. Gord, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Yeah, good to have you. Before we start talking about, and really the topic was, who needs a financial plan? And, but maybe before we dive into the who, let's talk a little bit about the what. What is a financial plan?
Well, I think the easiest way to equate what the financial plan is, because everybody's got their own individual characteristics, situations. So think of it as your family physician. Everybody needs to have a doctor to look after the things that concern them now, and also look after their own health and well-being for the long term. And really, the financial plan is the exact same thing, but dealing with those more exciting financial planning, money, investment, insurance type of situations that will come up in everybody's life from time to time.
Okay, good analogy with the physician. And sadly, not everybody does have a family physician, but that's probably a topic for another episode.
That's right.
In another podcast. Anyway, so let's go through some examples of you know, folks who may not necessarily think they need a financial plan. Let's say I'm very young. Let's say it's my son or one of my boys, right? And they don't necessarily have a heck of a lot of money. Do I need a financial plan? Would they need a financial plan?
Yeah, it's interesting because we do hear that from time to time. And I think one of the things that is first and foremost what we want to try and get across to somebody that's young is that while you may not have money today, we assume that most people want to have money at some point in the future. So what we look at from a younger person's standpoint is really focusing on the fact that education is power. So we want people to understand, you know, where you are right now, where you want to be, and then what it's going to take to get you from point A to point B. Now, this isn't necessarily a short-term or a long-term type of plan, because things are going to change. You and I have both been in that situation where you've got short-term priorities when you're younger and just starting your career, and those will change dramatically over time. So it's good to get that starting point and understand what it's going to take to build that strong financial foundation for your future.
Makes a lot of sense. And you know, just thinking about, and if you stereotype the various generations, some would say the latest generations of folks are very experiential. They may not necessarily be into assets. They're not, you know, materialistic, which is good. You know, that's a good attribute. But I always like to point out, even in that case, great, you're still going to want to, you know, plan out the long term so that you can continue to experience whatever it is you're trying to experience. It's not necessarily to accumulate a whole bunch of material things, but it's also to live the way you want to live in terms of experiencing things.
Absolutely. And, you know, from that standpoint, you know, a lot of people tend to equate a financial plan with just investments. And in the earlier stages, to your point, you know, things could be very much more that experiential standpoint. And it's more how do I achieve what I want to do within my existing cash flow confines? So, you know, the priorities may be buying a house. How do I pay down debt effectively? How do I balance work and being able to experience maybe becoming an employed nomad for a few months and going to work somewhere else? So it can really be tailored to you. But from my standpoint, you know, we look at what you're trying to accomplish. But at the same time, there are things that we want to make sure happen. So if you have a family or a spouse or a significant other, you know, we want to make sure that while we're achieving your goals, you're well protected. You know, one of the things we typically see is a young person or a young family may underestimate the importance of insurance and estate planning to make sure that if something happens to them, their income and their family are well protected.
Nice. Okay, so let's go to the opposite extreme, the other extreme. I've done well, say, for example. I've done well, you know, living very comfortably. I've got house, cottage, whatever. You've got assets. Do I need a financial plan if I'm feeling pretty comfortable?
Absolutely. It's one of those situations, you know, it's almost the extreme opposite of what we were just talking about. I've developed my wealth. I've got the nest egg. I'm going to be fine. And it comes down to maybe not necessarily huge changes to get you where you want to be, but it becomes that role of efficiency. There's all kinds of ways to manage your wealth once you've got it, but we want to make sure that we're always looking at doing things as efficiently as possible. That can mean, you know, taking out from different investment pots at different times to fund your income. It could be as generic as wanting to make sure that we don't pay too much tax to the government. I know everybody feels that we are undertaxed in Canada and should pay more, but the reality is we want to make sure that we're doing things properly to make sure that what you have today, what you may have in the future, is the benefit is maximized for you and your family as opposed to the government or somewhere else. So we want to make sure that we're tweaking to make sure that the path you're on is going to get you where you want to be as efficiently as possible. The other aspect is, I don't know if you've found this, but I know just when we think we've got things figured out and status quo, something seems to pop up, whether it be kid-related, parent-related, that changes what we had an idea of what the future was going to look like. So having the plan there can help you to kind of see what contingencies might look like if they were to come up, to make sure you've still got the peace of mind to being able to achieve your base goals.
Some really good points in there. First of all, the tax was, and for those, maybe the sarcasm wasn't coming through on the podcast. That was sarcasm in terms of wanting to pay more tax. And you know, topic for another podcast we're planning. What is the difference between a tax plan and a financial plan? You know, compare and contrast. So stay tuned for that podcast when that's coming. So that's good. And to your point in terms of, unexpected things come up, children move away to another province, which was never part of the plan. Next thing you know, you're looking at another property. I'm talking about myself in this particular situation, but yeah, stuff happens. These kids, they have minds of their own, and you've got to potentially to plan for that. So those are really good examples.
Now, to be fair, yeah. Let's not pile it all on the younger generation. We do see from time to time clients self-inflict goals that weren't part of their plan. And, it's one of those things where as soon as you think, oh, I'm going to be okay, a way to spend more money can come up. So, you know, it's nice. The kid thing is more a contingency, but understanding, I think, the flexibility that you've got within your financial situation, it's a different layer than just we're going to be okay. It's like, okay, all of our base needs can be taken care of, but what are those things that maybe we thought we wouldn't ever be able to do? And will we be able to based on where we're at today?
Sure. And then, you know, just the whole leaving a legacy perspective, not only to the next generation, but maybe to charities, to some other organization.
You know, exactly.
It, it, uh, I think that's what I find about financial planning. It forces the people involved to think about these things, right? You guys are not only the number crunchers, but you're to a certain extent you force people to think about those big questions. So it's good.
No, that's right. It's more about uncovering the opportunity for you than it is necessarily proving the math all the time. It's opening your eyes to the potential, I think, is one of the underappreciated aspects of financial planning, because you either think you're going to be able to do more than you are in reality because you don't have a plan and you don't know, or you think things are going to be worse. And the plan opens your eyes to those possibilities and the flexibility to look at things like gifting. Because I think, you know, people just don't believe that they're ever going to have enough money.
For sure. Okay. Say I have a plan. Am I done? If I have a plan, we sat down, we have a financial plan. What happens after that?
Well, what happens too often is people get a great binder, they check financial plan off their bucket list, and they either stick it in a drawer somewhere or put it on a pedestal with a velvet rope around it, so when their friends come over, they can go, look, there's our financial plan, we've had it done. And the reality is, whether it's something we decide to do or an outside influence, something is going to impact the financial plan. So if we just put it away and say we've got the bucket list thing done and the plan is complete, and we don't know what the impact of either changes we make, spending-wise, lifestyle-wise, goal-wise, or something that's an influence on the outside, changes to tax regimes, investment returns, the kid thing that we've already talked about. And, you know, we'll put some pressure on the older generation too, maybe having to look after a parent or looking after a spouse in a health situation. All of those things are going to have an impact. Now, it's not to say it's all doom and gloom and every potential change is a negative. There's a lot of stuff that can happen that could be a positive. But it's good to see, at least on an annual or biannual basis, are we still on track? Because it's easy to think, if we don't know that we're not on track, that we are. And that could be disastrous down the road if something small today is left to become a bigger potential issue down the road. Again, it kind of loops back to what I said, knowledge is power. Not just when you're young, it's just, you know, knowing gives you the ability to react and make a conscious decision as to whether you're going to deal with an issue that could be in the future or whether you're just going to stay the course with your plan.
Good summary. Love it. Gord, thanks for this.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions actually talking about financial plans, maybe you had a financial plan done at another organization. That's great. We realize we're not the only asset investment manager out there. And that's great. It's something that we would love for you to share with our professionals, with your financial advisor, even with your accountant. And as Gord was just talking about, could use an update. Regardless, if you have any questions on what you heard today, feel free to reach out to your financial advisor at your accounting firm or reach out to us directly. Take care, everyone.